Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, major developments have emerged that could reshape the crypto landscape. The US Commerce Department has taken a historic step, publishing key GDP data and other economic indicators on-chain using trusted Oracle providers, an initiative that promises enhanced transparency and real-time responsiveness for smart contracts. This bold move bridges traditional economic reporting with blockchain integrity. Meanwhile, the Amsterdam Bitcoin Treasury strategy exceeded expectations by raising $23.2 million to build a dedicated Bitcoin treasury aimed at owning 1% of total Bitcoin in circulation. This surge in institutional funding underscores a growing belief in Bitcoin's long-term strategic role. In the stablecoin arena, projections indicate an impressive leap from roughly $282 billion today to $500 billion by the end of 2026, fueled by regulatory advances such as the Genius Act and evolving global compliance measures. At the same time, US spot ETFs have been active, purchasing 1,620 Bitcoin in a single day, while the BlackRock Ethereum Trust ETF recorded weekly inflows exceeding $1 billion. 92 pending crypto ETF applications, led by favorites like XRP and Solana, point to strong institutional pivoting towards digital assets. Market performance has been mixed. Bitcoin is currently trading around $108,566, and Ethereum has dipped just below $4,400. Significant liquidations have swept through the market, totaling over $500 million, while XRP and Dogecoin experienced declines of over 4% and 5% respectively, due to heavy institutional selling and whale activity. Notably, a major Bitcoin whale recently exchanged 2,000 Bitcoin, valued at more than $216 million, into Ethereum, reinforcing diversification strategies among large holders. On the mining and infrastructure front, Bitcoin miner Iren showcased a robust fourth-quarter performance, boosting revenue and accelerating its push into artificial intelligence integrations. The Ethereum Foundation, on its part, has paused a $3 million grassroots grant program in order to realign its funding strategy, with plans to unveil a new roadmap focused on enhancing interoperability among Layer 2 networks. Tron has made headlines with a dramatic 60% fee cut, approved by its super representatives, designed to spur on-chain activity despite a temporary revenue hit. Additionally, institutional confidence in XRP remains strong as Japan-based Gumi committed $17 million to the token, and Bitfinex-backed Plasma forged a strategic partnership with EtherFi, integrating a $500 million Ethereum vault to bolster DeFi yields. The overall market vibe carries an energy reminiscent of a classic showdown in Street Fighter, where every tactical move counts. All the while, macro signals are in focus. Federal Reserve Governor Waller hinted at potential 25 basis point rate cuts if the labor market shows further weakness, adding another layer of complexity to the evolving risk landscape. As the season known as Red September nears, with historical data pointing to potential declines and key support around $105,000 for Bitcoin, investors are bracing for volatility. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.